Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcoming in the Director of External Affairs at the Manhattan Institute, Jesse Arm. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, so much focus on the 2024 primaries and the upcoming election, but let's start with the 2024 primaries. In the first three states is your piece. What do Republicans want? Survey analysis on the political and policy preferences of GOP voters in the first three states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. So, Jesse, as we look now, I mean, Donald Trump has the lead in all three states.
Yeah, that's true. So consistent with other polling, our data does show that the 2024 nomination is Trump's to lose. The former president's lead, notwithstanding, a sizable chunk of the electorate remains open to changing their mind. The consensus second place pick among Republican primary voters is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who holds actually higher net favorability ratings among Republicans, even than Donald Trump. So an early lead should not necessarily be mistaken for an insurmountable one, but Donald Trump is in the lead at this point.
You know,
in all three states.
I think back to 2015, which I mean, that seems like it was, you know, an eternity ago. But Jeb Bush had the lead, you know, this long before the primary. Ron DeSantis, though, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, everyone was focused on him, you know, starting his campaign, announcing his campaign. But if I'm reading this right, he's done nothing but drop in the polls, correct?
I think that's more or less right thus far, but it's a trajectory that's not totally unfounded. Yes, it's true that no one who has a lead that Donald Trump has comparably to now has gone on to lose the nomination. There's virtually no historical precedent for that. But and we're also reaching the point where the 2016 analogy almost no longer stands. It was by late summer, beginning of August, that Trump began to take over Jeb Bush in the polls. There is some precedent. If you go back and look at the 2007 Democratic primary in the lead up to the 2008 election, throughout 2007, Hillary Clinton was far ahead in the polls, even of Barack Obama. Only after Obama crept up and surprised in the Iowa caucuses did he begin to run competitive with Hillary Clinton. So it's a long primary process, and nothing is set in stone. But, DeSantis' numbers need to start picking up quickly if he's going to viably challenge the former president.
And if I remember correctly, the Iowa caucus, and again, I know it's an eternity ago, but Donald Trump did not win the Iowa caucus in 2016.
No, he didn't. It was a close margin. Ted Cruz came out on top, though.
This, 44% of voters in Iowa, 38% in South Carolina, 50% in New Hampshire said that they they change their mind. Is that consistent with people early on in primaries, or is that a higher number than we usually see?
You know, it's about average, but it's low. It's lower in the early primary states than it is nationally. So in national polls, about half. Well, the thing to keep in mind is Trump voters are much less likely to change their mind. Only about 1 in 4 to 5 Trump voters tells us that they're likely to change their mind at this point in the process. So the Trump base is somewhat hardened. It's the supporters of all of the other candidates who are way more fluid, less likely to commit to any one horse in the race.
You know, you got to wonder with you know these numbers in Iowa that that first debate that's coming up, and you know Donald Trump has the big question mark. I mean, does it favor him or does it hurt him to actually appear?
Yeah, it remains to be seen. You know, whether or not Trump will show up will be a factor. It will be a solution that he comes to with his own campaign team. And listen, the Trump media folks are savvy, right? They kind of bullied DeSantis into taking mainstream interviews with places like CNN in the early phases of the race. DeSantis was shunning a lot of those outlets, but you know, Trump's everywhere all of the time and kind of won't turn down an interview. That serves to hurt him in the context of some of these legal battles. But the president really can't resist a fight, and you know, I'd be surprised if he has discipline to sit that debate out. It's just too much fun for him.
Now, I want to go back to these findings in a minute, but since we're talking about Donald Trump and the other candidates, you have a piece in City Journal, Minds or Hearts? Donald Trump is winning the hearts of Republican voters, but his challengers may find success in appealing to their minds. What do you mean by that, and when do we have to start seeing that?
So, in the piece, I kind of look at the DeSantis candidacy so far. It reminds me of a race in politics from about 12, 13 years ago. So actually one of my earliest political memories, because it was just so good and it stood out so much. I draw the comparison between Rick Snyder, who ran for governor of Michigan in 2010. He was an awkward, kind of geeky, bookish guy. And he was running against a former congressman, former Senate candidate statewide, the attorney general of the state, way bigger names in politics. This is just a businessman from Ann Arbor. But he buys all his money and puts it toward a Super Bowl ad where he leans aggressively into this identity and kind of calls himself one tough nerd repeatedly. Notes that he's been reading Fortune magazine since age 8, had 3 degrees, an MBA, a JD, and a BA from the University of Michigan by 23, and has a policy plan so detailed that what he writes is, you know, no politician could ever understand it. It was a simple and direct message, and I kind of write, you know, I dig into some of these data. We polled not only on the race itself, but on all sorts of these policy questions, right? And the findings suggest that the GOP base is not as monolithic as any one candidate has suggested. And I think, you know, if you look back to what Donald Trump did in 2016, he forged his own path. He's built his own identity. He spoke shibboleths that were sort of unacceptable in mainstream politics, let alone even Republican Party politics at the time. Questioned the wisdom of the Iraq War. Went harder on China on the debate stage than any Republican ever had before. Spoke positions about immigration policy that put him at odds with the party, questioned the wisdom of certain foreign policy decisions. So Trump kind of broke through and spoke to a brand new audience by saying something new. My suggestion when I go and look at all of this data and where the base is on policy, that the only way someone's going to get ahead of Trump now is not by out-Trumping him, but by building their own brand. For Ron DeSantis, that might mean leaning into that nerdy, awkward, policy wonkish personality, but you got to be your own man in the race.
You know, back in your findings of these voters in the first three states, you asked the question, is it more important for Republican candidates to win elections and be in power, even if that means making compromises or moderating their position on certain policies? This seems like it's pretty split between voters.
Yeah, so that's actually one of the starkest points of contrast between Trump voters and DeSantis voters, which I found super interesting, right? The Trump voters tell us in no uncertain terms that they think it is more likely, or rather, Trump voters are more likely to say that it is most important for Republican candidates to stay true to their principles and fight, even if that means losing elections and not being in power. DeSantis backers overwhelmingly tell us that it is more important for Republicans to win elections and be in power, even if that means compromise and moderation. I think that gets at one of the core disputes of the GOP base today. That is bigger. There's a bigger gap on those issues than, you know, questions about Ukraine and foreign policy. You know, like 8 or 9 out of 10 GOP voters think Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. Okay. So, you know, despite the fact that there are a lot of talking heads that are, you know, playing up kind of populist battles within the GOP about foreign policy or economic policy, you ask these voters about tax cuts and deregulation, or, you know, whether they prefer, you know, bigger government solutions like onshoring trade or, you know, subsidies, you know, more regulatory policies, they all opt for old school tax cuts and deregulation. So, but this fundamental question, this cuts at, you know, what does it matter? Does the GOP want to lose nobly, or does it want to compromise to win?
I found that to be so interesting when I read that, when I was reading through this article over the weekend, that the Trump supporters are, hey, it's Trump no matter what, even if it's lose the general election. And you don't see that with the other, especially Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, had the biggest difference between his voters.
Yeah. So you really dug in. Good job on doing your homework. It was a fundamentally really interesting question. It cuts out the electorate in a way that I think is actually more meaningful than some of the policy minutiae. But, you know, the results paint a picture of a primary electorate that is more conservative on some of these newer cultural debates revolving around race and genders than it is on even the perennial social issues that get discussed in these primaries, like abortion and gun rights. Those latter issues that have been around for longer and are hyped, super well-funded in these states that have lobbyists of their own, they're a bigger part of GOP identity still. But yeah, the data is also suggesting to us that the Republican base is more hawkish on some of these foreign policy questions, more market-oriented on economic policy, like I mentioned, and some of these media accounts focused on these kind of factional disputes often suggest. And immigration, which is a super high priority for Republican primary voters of all stripes, second only to economic concerns, say that even with outrage over the illegal border crossings happening at the southern point of this country, Republicans kind of stop short and reject total restrictionism. They wish to ease legal immigration for folks that are highly skilled, have, you know, things like degrees in science, technology, mathematics, and if they're going to be financially independent, of course, they don't want immigrants who are going to be highly reliable on our welfare system.
Now, I know we're talking GOP primary, but, you know, with all this said and with Trump having the lead, one of our first guests of the show was from the No Labels movement. Going into the election, if it is going to be Trump-Biden, still very unpopular. Have you ever seen anything like this in your time covering elections, of such an unpopular election, if it does get to that?
No, not in my time covering politics. Yeah, look, it's questions can be raised about the efficacy of the primary system altogether, but I would, because it's so hard to knock out an incumbent president, we essentially have two incumbent presidents running against each other for both of these parties. They are held captive, and the primary system is such that, the voters are going to go, and they're going to recognize, and by and large, they're going to go with the name they go with. They're going to go with the name they know. They're going to opt for the candidate that is most famous, that they recognize, that they know the most about. Most people aren't like you and I and your former guests from No Labels. They don't dwell over politics day in and day out and worry about this stuff. For most folks who are, you know, nominally right of center or nominally left of center, they'll go with their guy they're aware of, their former guy in the White House. So it's incredibly hard to pick off a former president. The No Labels folks are on a really interesting, unique mission to test the waters and see whether a third presidential candidate could be viable in all 50 states this time around. It'll be interesting to see whether they succeed. But at this point, it doesn't look like we're going to get another option out of either one of the primaries. But, you know, you can never be too sure.
That's right. Hey, Jesse, really appreciate the conversation. Appreciate all the data, too. And hoping as we get into the GOP to have you back on.
No problem. Happy to do it. Talk to you soon. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.